This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today said India is the blessed land of Dhamma and in every age there have been great masters and mystics. Addressing the gathering of the first Asian Buddhist summit in New Delhi this morning, the president said the Buddha holds a unique place among these pathfinders. The president said today, when the world is facing an existential crisis on many fronts, the Buddhist community has much to offer to humankind. She stressed the need to discuss the role of Buddhism in strengthening Asia and how it can bring real peace to Asia and the world. The two-day summit is being organized by the Ministry of Culture in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. In a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong at Canberra this morning, Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space is being given to extremist forces in Canada.
Let me make three comments. One, Canada has developed a pattern of making allegations without providing specifics. Secondly, when we look at Canada, for us, the fact that they are putting diplomats under surveillance is something which is unacceptable. Third, the incidents which the gentleman there spoke about, I think they would tell you, in a way, the political space today, which is being given to extremist forces there. So we believe in freedoms.
On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks upsetting for the Indian community. She said all Australians, regardless of their faith and culture, are entitled to be safe and they are entitled to be respected. The press conference was being held after Dr. Jaishankar participated in the 15th India-Australia Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with Ms. Wong in Canberra today. The United States will go to polls today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the U.S. will begin between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who the next U.S. president will be. Back home, the center has released the 15th Finance Commission grants during the financial year 2024-25 for the rural local bodies of Haryana, Tripura and Mizoram. Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies of Haryana have been given untied grants amounting to nearly 195 crore rupees as part of the first installment. For rural local bodies in Tripura, the first installment of untied grants amounting to 31.4 crore rupees and first installment of tied grants amounting to over 47 crore rupees have been released. The Indian Railways are operating around 7,000 special trains in view of the festive season to accommodate the significant surge in passenger traffic till the 30th of this month. According to the Railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from the 2nd to the 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. Out of these, around 22 festival special trains are originating from Delhi NCR. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during the festive season. The domestic benchmark indices declined in early trade today amid constant foreign fund outflows and cautious investor sentiment ahead of the U.S. presidential elections and the Federal Reserve interest rate decision. The Sensex was trading at 78,355 a short while ago. At the same time, the Nifty was trading at 23,852 when reports last came in. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his partner Francisco Cabral of Portugal have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after getting a walkover at the Moselle Open in France. Their French opponents Arthur Cazot and Harold Maillot withdrew from the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.